Well, thank you, each and every one of you, for getting up this morning on this beautiful, beautiful morning. As we rejoice in the Lord, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for this day, because this is a beautiful day in our life. This is the day where you woke us up, and we are so glad to have breath in our bodies. We're so glad to be able to get up and praise your name. God, we thank you for every good and wonderful thing that you are doing in our lives. We ask you to come by, bless the speaker this morning. Give us anointed word from on high, God. Let them be able to speak into our ears, and we receive it in our hearts, God. And not only receive it, but live it in our lives. God, we thank you for the master's call. We thank you for the founders of this call that allowed us to get up every morning so that we can join together all over the world, rejoicing in you. God, we thank you for every good and wonderful work that you are doing in our lives. We shall forever give you praise and glory. We love you and we magnify you, and we cover this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, thank you, each and every one of you, for joining us on the call this morning. I will now turn the call over to our wonderful, wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Thank you so much for just so eloquently greeting our family members and for opening us up with a powerful prayer. Good morning, my TNC family. This is Minister Willa, and I'm here in Tampa, Florida. And on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, I greet each of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Oh, we're just so excited that you decided to start your day off with us as family here on the Master's Call. Now, you know that here at the Master's Call, it's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our founders, Dr. Vanessa and Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Just started this call. Not only was the call started, but it was also God gave them a mission statement. And that mission statement is to enhance, enrich, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we also have a foundational scripture, because what would this call be without the ability to stand on the word of God? And that foundational scripture is found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you." We have been so blessed that in addition to the foundational scripture and in addition to our mission statement, God always provides us with a theme through Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And our theme for 2018 is, "In 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. Praise the Lord." And as you know, we just came off our fast, and I know, praise God for that, and I know that we have been able to see some of the demonstrations and expectations and revelations being fulfilled already. Now, as you probably already know, we record each and every call. So if you wanted to hear the playback for today's call, You can go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound in order to hear today's message at a later time or to share it with someone. In addition, if you missed any of our calls on any other day, or if you want to just hear a word or share the call with someone, the word with someone, you can do that by going to our website, and that is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net, and you will find a buffet of messages awaiting you there. Now, as you know, we are a place of prayer. We do believe in praying for you because God has given us that mandate. So if you, and on Fridays, we hold the call over just a little bit longer so that we can hear your prayer requests and we rejoice with you in your praise reports. However, if it's any other day but Friday, please know that we are still praying for you, and we are still praising God with you. So you can send those requests and those praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please know that we are praying for you and lifting you up in prayer. Now, we have said it before, we welcome each and every one of you to be a team member here on the Master's Call. What is a team member? A team member is someone who will greet you as Minister Brenda, as Minister Jackie so beautifully did this morning, someone who will host as just as I am doing this morning, and someone who will bring a word of God that God has placed in you that you want to share. We all had to start somewhere, but God has blessed each one of us by being obedient to the call that he has placed on our lives. And if God has touched your heart and you have been trying to avoid it, don't avoid the call any longer, but please send your information, please send your request. Please say that I am being obedient by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And I can guarantee you that Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will be in contact with you. We welcome you to join us. Now, the company that we are with called Artist Life, which was once Artist International, is a wellness company that was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And in order to find out more about the company, you can get with the person who told you about this call. And I am sure they would be more than happy to tell you about Artists International, because I am a living witness that an appointment with artists will change your life forever. And speaking of Artists International, or Artists Life, there is Artist Extravaganza. Artist Life Extravaganza is just around the corner, and that is going to be held in Los Angeles, California, and that will be from March 9th through March 11th. You can go to your back office to find out more about that and to register. In addition, there is the MMC call that is held immediately after this call. And to find out more about how to be successful in your business, you can get on that call by going to 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the prompt is 294-617-pound. Again, 294-617-pound. If you have trouble getting on this call, or if you have to pay for the call, you can. There is a bridge number that you can call that will allow you to get on this call with no charge at all. And that bridge number is 9707. I'll say that again. The bridge number is 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. Again, 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. Well, so much for the announcements, because I don't want to belabor this any longer, because I know that our speaker has a word, oh my goodness, that God has put in her heart to share with us. And I know she is saying, Minister Willow, would you hurry up so I can go in and bring the word. And our speaker, our voice piece for this morning is none other than our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was only 12 years old. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell, and they moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church,
Minister Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given to them. Minister Brenda is a proud mother of five children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and the grandmother of three grandsons, Jai, Trent, and Brendan. Through the years of God's blessings, Minister Brendan has the power of the Lord moving, has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects of her life, from being delivered from two strokes. Can you hear me? Two strokes. Praise the Lord. Minister Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. Back to her roots now, Minister Brenda resides in Ocean Spring, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. MacArthur is their senior pastor. Minister Brenda is an Artist Life distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthy again. And utmost, she is looking forward to the greater things that God has with her husband, Freddie, for over 37 years. And I know that there are great, great things ahead because her husband, Freddie, is now retired. So that gives them more time together. So it is my pleasure to introduce to some and present to others our prayer general, my sister in Christ, my friend, a devoted servant of the Lord who just can pray and who will bring a word just like it is, our very own Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
And God bless you, my sister. The check is in the mail. My Lord, I thank God for you for that awesome introduction and being such a blessing to the body of Christ. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for all that you do, seating and greeting, even as you pump the gas. You go, girl. I love and appreciate you. Thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I tell you, a powerful woman of God who has blessed us so much in all that she does, and such a anchor here on the Master's Call. I thank you and appreciate you and your prayers. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for the blessing that you are for instilling and strengthening us with your words of kindness and your love. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you that you have blessed us and kept us, and I ask, Lord, that you use this vessel to your glory as we speak your word as unto your people. We give you your name the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, I'm just going to talk with you a little bit about covenant assurance. Covenant assurance. You know, Genesis 9 and 8 says, then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I'll now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. My question is, do you understand the eternal and incredible power we have in our covenant with God? A covenant, let's establish this fact, is actually the highest form of unity and commitment any two individuals can have. In Bible times, a covenant between individuals bound you together as partners, and it signified that they had become one. Meaningful ceremonies were done to celebrate a covenant of unity. The covenants God made with us are usually a series of divine initiatives on his part, and our part is to line up ourselves with his desires and in his word, meditate on his word and let his word saturate in our hearts and our minds so we can line up with the covenant that he has bestowed upon each and every one of us. And the reason Noah was able to seemingly do the impossible, building an ark and collecting the animals, was that God had partnered with Noah in a covenant and ultimately preserved the human race. Genesis 6:18 says, I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. When Noah survived in the ark, we can establish that fact that it was not the ark he built that protected him. It was God's covenant assurance with Noah. When Noah realized the reality of the covenant he had made with God, he could be at rest that the boat, family, and animals would survive the storm because God made it all happen. Now, let's think about that. How many storms have we weathered, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that God brought us through them all? See, we got to look at a few insights with this covenant and that are so significant with God's covenant with us today. First, the covenant will supply everything. See, Noah was supplied with the manpower. He was supplied with the tools and all the necessary resources to complete the task at hand. And then here we have in our word where it says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That's our covenant assurance. And secondly, Noah knew the entire venture was God's idea and not his own. He could see the manifestation of God's presence in the midst of the project. You know, Isaiah 55:3 tells us to give ear and come to me, he says. Listen, that you may live. See, we got to hear what the Spirit is saying. He said, I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promise to David. And, of course, when he promised it to David, he promised it to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you. See, this is all God's idea. He's got it all mapped out. He says, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. This is definitely a covenant assurance. Thirdly, that's established the fact that he didn't need to struggle or worry about the plans for his life. Oh, can I say that again? We have to come to realize we don't have to worry. We worry about too much. I'm feeling it in my spirit. We worry too much. He says, I got this. They were all preordained. The work he has begun in you, he said he will complete it. Matthew 6:25 distinctly tells us not to worry about our life, what to eat, what to drink, what to wear, all that stuff. That's obsolete. Don't worry about that. See, I took care of the birds and the trees and what have you. You don't think I won't take care of you? And then 2 Corinthians 3:6 said, he has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. Whoa, of the letter, not of the letter, but of the spirit. See, we have to realize that God has already established everything, has put everything in place through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And as Noah realized, we must also acknowledge that it is not our giftedness, our efforts, even though he may use them, okay, or our resourcefulness that makes us productive. He gives us power to get wealth. It is the covenant that he makes with us that gives us the assurance that he will do what he says. That is, my dear friends, the covenant assurance. Now, Romans 8:37 says, we are more than conquerors through him, through Christ, through our Savior who loved us. Philippians 4:19 even tells us that God will supply. He will meet every need. He will establish everything in place. Another question I want to ask you, are we attempting to accomplish our agendas so much to please God without his directions? A lot of times, and we all do it, we all get out of the way and do our own thing and think, okay, I got this plan, I'm going to map it out, and I got this and what have you, and Lord said, did you ask me about that? Now, are we also avoiding the agenda he's given us with the convenience of other alternatives? Oh, yes, yes, yes. See, a lot of times he has an agenda set for us, and we'll move around in different ways in order to avoid them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do it. Think about it. Noah did not build the ark in a few years. Some scholars teach that it took him 120 years to build it. Let's face it. In our fast-paced world, we really don't want to complete the assignments that were given to us. We have tough times committing and completing the task at hand. And I can tell you, in my years in various ministries, there were times when I wanted to stop in the middle of the assignments. Once I realized that God wasn't finished to fulfill his purpose in me, I had to learn to be steadfast and content and just rest in him until he moved. Did you hear what I say? I said until he moved me. I wanted to remain. I wanted to be under that covenant assurance with him. My desire was more important that he was pleased with what I did and what he assigned me to, that I would be that faithful servant. That was more important, to be under his covenant assurance. Now, Psalms 103:17-18 says, "But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children." Our children, our grandchildren, even we can claim that down to the seventh generation, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts, just to abide in his word, to saturate in his word, to meditate on his word, and to obey his word. It is wonderful to know that God is a covenant-making and a covenant-keeping God. Yeah, we have a tendency of breaking covenants, but God keeps his. For the blood covenant between the Father and the Son, who presented his unblemished life to God in surrender and transferred all of mankind's sin on him, as the perfect Lamb, has the right to give us the power to keep his covenant as we put our trust in him. Can I say that again? See, it's Jesus Christ, that covenant relationship that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit had predestined and set in place, and allowed Jesus Christ, that unblemished Lamb of God, who gave up all that he knew he had in order that we may be a part of that covenant assurance. Therefore, when we do fall by the wayside, he is faithful. Oh, yes, he is. And he is just to steer us back into the place where he wants us. And that's the blessed assurance and a blessed the covenant assurance that he's given us. Luke 22:20 says, "After the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" See, the blood of Jesus would never lose its power. Hallelujah. Oh, that's a shouting word all by itself. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. This is truly a covenant assurance that we all adore. If God be for us, who can be against us? And with that in mind, I want to share with you, in Black History Month here, a woman called Fanny Crosby, back in 1873, had written this song, "Blessed Assurance." And it said, "Blessed Assurance, oh yes, that covenant assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. Oh, yes, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long." It's a covenant assurance. It's a blessed assurance. And we thank God that he made us all a part of it. I hope you got a thought from this message. I love you all. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Praise the Lord. What a word, what a word, what a word. Minister Brenda, covenant assurance. Ooh, that's just so sweet and so gives such a sense of peace. I will be calling you back for our benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning forever grateful, thanking you for the covenant assurance that you have given each of us. Father, we thank you that you told us in your word that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. And Father, you know this land needs to be healed. So Father, as we first of all thank Minister Brenda, we ask that you keep her, that you continue to bless her family, bless her going out and her going in. And Father, that you continue to restore virtue in her so that she can continue to do what thus says the Lord. But Father, we ask also that you heal this land in the name of Jesus. Oh God, would you just go by Parkland, Florida, Lord, and touch the families, Lord, of the victims, oh God. Touch those, oh God, who were victims, oh Father, but are still alive in the name of Jesus. Father, touch the shooter, Cruz, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I just pray this land needs to be healed. Touch Donald Trump in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let him have that Damascus Road experience. Bring him to his knees, oh God, to know that he cannot do this by himself, that he needs you. Father, we pray for our family members. Father, we ask that as we send our children to school and as we go off to work, that they will come back home safely. Keep them, Lord, while they are there. Lord, we lift up our family members here on the Master's Call. Those whose loved ones have gone on to be with the Lord. Father, we continue to lift up the Flanagan family. We continue to lift up Ada Levesque's family. Father, we continue to lift up all those that we may not even know about. And Father, who are still in mourning, Lord, still, oh God, feeling the loss of a loved one. Father, we pray that you bless them indeed. Father, we pray for our family members who are blessed to be well. Oh God, we just ask that you send a touch in the name of Jesus. And Father, you know of everything else, financial needs, physical needs, family needs, Lord, we bring it all to you because you know it even before I say it. We give you praise, O Lord, and we call it done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you are going to want to go back and hear that powerful message again, or you're going to want to share it with someone. And to do so, you can go to 712-435-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-435-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. And remember, you can still register for the Artist Life Extravaganza by going to your back office, and the dates are March 9th, 10th, and 11th. I will now turn you back over to Minister Brenda, our prayer general, but as I always say, from my heart to yours, and because I'm down here in the South now, I can say, I love me some y'all. God bless you. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Minister Willa. I want to share this last word with you as we go out as a part of our benediction. It's coming from John 17 when Jesus was praying to the Father. He says, I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. This is our covenant assurance. Have a wonderful and blessed day.